WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
At the beginning of Clancy Siegel's new novel, The Secret Defector, he has a note that reads, "This novel is entirely a work of fiction. Though it contains references to historical events, real people, and actual locales, these references are used solely to lend the fiction an appropriate historical context." Book critic John Leonard says, "Nonsense."
The Great American Vagabond novel of the 1950s and 1960s wasn't Jack Kerouac's On the Road, nor was it Updike's Rabbit Run. It was Clancy Siegel's Going Away, a one-man transcontinental caravan into politics and history, a despacos for our time. A young American radical, having barely survived the labor movement's purge of its own left wing in the late 1940s, finds himself in 1956 in Hollywood, facing another blacklist in the movie industry, even as the Soviet Union itself betrays his fervent idealism. Hitting the highway in a DeSoto convertible, he listens on the radio to Soviet tanks crush the Hungarian Revolution. And everywhere he stops to look up old friends, he discovers sellout, burnout, and despair. By the time he gets to New York and a ship, we know that he's heading not only for England, but also for a nervous breakdown. To find out what happens to this American radical in England, you could read Doris Lessing's The Golden Notebook, published a year after Going Away. The last 100 pages or so are devoted to a young American radical, fresh from Hollywood and despair, who moves in with Anna Wolf, as Siegel moved in with Lessing, and is called Saul Green. Siegel's next novel, Zone of the Interior, was about an American radical named Sid Bell, who had written a novel called Running, and lives with an African-born British writer named Coral instead of Doris, who sends him, with his nervous breakdown, to Dr. Willie Last to be cured. Willie Last so much resembles R.D. Lang that Zone of the Interior couldn't even be published in England, where libel laws are very strict. All this information is necessary to understand The Secret Defector, in which a no longer young American radical, the 60-year-old Gus Black, replays his love affair with an African-born British novelist named Rose, who once wrote about him in a novel called Loose Leaves from a Random Life, in which he was called Paul Blue. Gus Black is trying to figure out what went wrong with history, as well as sex. About himself, he's scathingly funny. The Rhett Butler of Surplus Value, he says, and the Hopalong Cassidy of the Picket Line. But Rose is even funnier. My little red Peter Pan, she calls him. Communism is dead in Russia, socialism is dead in England, idealism is dead in America, and Gus has trouble in the sack. This is what Women's Lib has done to a Chicago boy who grew up believing the revolution would happen everywhere but in his own bed. The women in his life, including his communist mother, give him more trouble than the FBI or the Gulag and the purges. The Secret Defector lacks the exuberance of Going Away and the savage black humor of Zone of the Interior, but it's a wise and winning adult novel about the end of little boyhood. It's one thing to laugh, and we do, at these people writing novels about each other immediately after a strike or a hug. It's another thing entirely to remember that at least they were serious characters in their own lives and the history of their times. They had missions instead of hobbies. The world wasted their intelligence and bravery. Like Gus, Clancy Siegel is back in California, looking not only for a cause that's just, but at last for a woman who might also be a friend.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning.